I just wanted to hear the song a little more and go, science! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hold on. I got to turn off my fan. See, I'm not allowed to have my fan on during the show. Makes too much noise. Okay, so, hello. I'm Christine Alexander. You're listening to X-Ray FM, X-Ray in the Morning. Our guests in studio now, the science ladies, Kira and Kay from Science Project, are here to play our new game, Everything is Interesting. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to have you back. And our theme this week is metals.
It is.
And that can be either a medal that you are awarded, or it can be metal, as in ore, as in shiny stuff.
Well, that's funny. We took it in a totally different direction. I hope that's okay.
What?
Yeah, we sort of came up with this idea that we would play this game called Metallic or Metallica.
Yay!
Because
I love
metal
Metallica.
Is also like a really sweet music genre. So the way we'll play the game is that we have some phrases to give you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the phrase is either going to be something to do with metal, as in the material, and how it's made or how it's used.
Okay.
Or it will be the name of a Metallica song.
Okay.
Original or covered.
Okay.
So you guys get to try and figure out which is which.
All right. And playing with us, our producer, Caleb, will be...
Hi.
Hi, Caleb.
Oh, good morning.
Are you a science person?
No.
Okay.
Well, not at all.
Okay.
Well maybe if you guys are both Metallica fans and we're both fans of metal...
Okay, I'm a Metallica fan.
Okay, cool.
I like metal. Okay, let's try it.
All right. So your first potential song phrase is "Trapped Under Ice."
And so, what am I guessing? Whether it's a Metallica song
is
or
it
a
Metallica
metal?
Song,
trapped or something to do ice. With metal.
I mean, Metallica, it's been a while since they were playing, right? So it's possible that they got buried under a layer of ice.
Oh,
I'm
going to
guess it's Metallica.
Oh.
Just a comment about Metallica.
I'm going to say it's a type of metal.
Okay. All right, what do we think? It is indeed a Metallica song.
I started banging my head and my headphones fell off.
You were rocking too hard.
She's really hardcore.
I love Metallica. Okay, so Caleb got that one.
Off the album Ride the Lightning from 1984, which, fun fact, is also, it's a passage, Ride the Lightning was a passage from a Stephen King novel.
Ah.
The Stand.
Yeah. Well Wait, done. Well
first?
Played.
It's a whole chicken or the egg
King.
Thing. We'll never really know.
We'll never know.
Actually, they have figured that one out.
Yeah.
It's true. I reported it about a year ago. The chicken or the egg.
Was it the chicken
it
or
was
the egg?
Chicken came first, and they figured it out by testing DNA and tracing the DNA back.
Oh, that is so
swear,
cool.
I'm not lying.
That's
that
crazy.
So
you cool.
can,
I think we should call you the official third science lady.
Thank
now.
You very much.
Yeah.
Yay, me.
Science.
All right, ready for the second potential
yes.
song?
Okay,
yes.
So oh, yes. this phrase is titanium explosions.
That's a metal.
Yeah.
Metal, titanium.
I'm going to jump on the metal bus here.
But is it also a Metallica song?
Titanium, mm-hmm. what's it?
Titanium
explosions.
You know, I'm going to go all in for metal here. I'm just really feeling, I'm feeling shiny, I'm feeling smooth.
Yeah,
feeling
I don't think, bus. I think it's that's a little too heady for Metallica.
Oh, okay.
Well, astute observations, you guys, because it is not a Metallica song that has been written yet.
Air 5.
Unless they're listening right now. Anyways, so titanium is a metal, and it is one of the strongest metals that we have. It's light, it's incredibly resistant to corrosion, it's also incredibly expensive. So we reserve it for really important uses, mm-hmm. such as forming the panels of supersonic jets, which are the fastest jets in the world.
Wait, oh. So titanium explodes and we also put it on jets?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We'll get to that. That's a very good question. So to form these panels of the jets, aerospace engineers use this method where they explode the titanium, hopefully not in the air.
Right.
So the usual method for making metal panels, like for cars, is you take a sheet of metal and you press it into a mold. And if you're in a car and you're not going five times the speed of sound, then that's totally fine. But that method of structuring metal, you get these weak spots where the bends or the You get structural weak spots. And so what the aerospace engineers have figured out is that if you explode the titanium, you get this completely uniform, already molded titanium panel. And we call it super plastic forming.
And super plastic forming. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a band name.
Yeah, we actually thought that one sounded awfully like a Metallica song. But you can imagine that getting this super strong titanium metal to explode in the first place is not an easy task.
No.
So this is because at the molecular level, titanium has all these bonds that hold all the atoms together, and it's really hard to break these bonds. So each titanium atom is able to form many, many bonds with all of the atoms that are around it, and that lends a lot of strength to the material. So if you kind of visualize titanium atoms in a structure, they'd look like the best thing you've ever built from Kinex. And all the atoms are sort of forming this beautiful crystalline pattern.
That sounds beautiful.
It's lovely. So,
So to get the titanium to explode, because it has these super strong bonds, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. So you start with this bowl of super fine titanium powder.
I thought you were going to say bowl of soup.
You start with a bowl of soup. First, you eat a hearty bowl of soup, and then right. You go to work.
I dare you to eat this bowl of soup.
So you have this bowl of like super fine titanium powder, which in and of itself is difficult. And then you heat it to about 1,700 degrees. No big deal.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice. A little hot. Sounds like a cozy.
Yeah, I guess like afternoon. A spa. Yeah. So you've got this like liquid, so molten titanium. And then what they do is they inflate it really slowly with air. So you have this like molten titanium bubble. And then at the very last second, they inject it with this combustible gas, and the titanium particles explode upwards and into this mold really uniformly. And so you get this titanium sheet with no weak parts. It's just really nice if you're going, you know, the fastest that anyone can possibly
go
in the world.
You want to have a good solid titanium sheet. Right. Yeah, yep. If you're going to be flying through the air at
five times
Mach
the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty insane.
Mach 10 or something. Do we have any other questions?
Oh, yeah, we've got a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the next phrase is the ecstasy of gold.
Oh, that's not a Metallica song.
Caleb?
The ecstasy of gold? Man, my Reed days are coming back to me. I'm going to have to just for the sake of having some competition here, I'm going to say that it is a Metallica song.
Okay.
So Christina and I can
bring it.
Christina's
okay.
Making
bring
very
it.
Serious eyes
bring
at me
it.
Right now. I can feel it.
So Caleb is correct. It is a Metallica song.
What?
No!
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the name of it.
It's actually, it sounds familiar because it was originally written by Ennio Morricone for the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
So, and then it ended up on a tribute album that Metallica did for them.
Oh.
So.
You know, they have another great album that they did with the San Francisco Orchestra. My favorite one. It's called S&M, actually. It's really good. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, it stopped.
Oh, no.
Don't take away my Metallica. An advertisement came up. I hate that.
All right, so we have one last question for you, if you have time. All right, so this phrase is the Great Destroyer.
Oh, that's a Metallica song.
Yeah, so I was going to go for metal because I felt like, you know, we're just going to do like little two of each. But I don't know what kind of metal would be. Great.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to go for metal. You know,
all right.
I'm just going
to
go for it.
Okay. Well, the answer is it has to do with metal because the phrase the Great Destroyer was a term used for rust during the American Industrial Revolution. It's a very appropriate name because rust can pretty much destroy a ton of metallic stuff.
Yeah.
It slowly breaks down things like iron and steel. And in our country, the USA alone, it does over $437 billion in damages per year.
Wow.
Yeah. So it can destroy cars, you know, sink ships, topple buildings. It's kind of a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, when you get rust on your tools, you know, you're supposed to clean them with steel wool and WD-40.
Yeah, and not water,
and
right?
Not water!
And let me tell you why. Is it because iron reacts with water, and that's how you get this rust. So if you've got a hunk of iron and you leave it outside in the rain, On a micro level, what's happening is a chemical reaction between the iron and the oxygen in the rainwater. So you've got this negatively charged oxygen that's super attracted to the positively charged iron molecules. So they're like, hey, you want to get together? Yeah, do you? Yeah, let's get married and we'll move to the suburbs. And this, so the oxygen molecules, they pair up with the iron molecules and they skip town, which to us looks like flakes coming off the side of our hunk of iron, right?
You know, I want to be supportive of, like, all kinds of relationships, but this just... I guess I can't really say that it's
this is just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do with your life, I mean, I agree. I fully support it. But if you're holding up a bridge, I have different feelings.
The other thing that is almost as important as holding up a bridge, my can opener is so rusted that I cannot open my can. And I sit in my house and I angrily hit my can opener with...
That's so sad.
Well, you might want to get a can opener that's made from stainless steel then, because stainless steel that doesn't rust, and it's actually kind of cool. It was discovered in 1913 by this guy named Harry Brearley, who was incidentally trying to just build better guns, and what he found out by accident that if you add this material called chromium to steel, steel being a mix of iron, carbon, and other stuff, then it actually prevents the oxygen from getting to the iron and causing the rust. And that's because when chromium and oxygen molecules combine, they fit together really nice and neatly like bricks, and they sort of come together to build this wall that coats the entire piece of steel, and it prevents the iron molecules that are inside from interacting with the oxygen molecules outside that would trigger the reaction to cause rust and decay.
Nerd alert!
Yeah.
Now,
it's so true.
Now we know how stainless steel was made. I didn't know that. That's very cool.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And the cool thing about stainless steel is that if you took a stainless steel fork and you cut it right through the middle, within enough time, it would form another layer of this, what we call the passive film. So it would create two pieces
of stainless
steel.
It sort of protects itself constantly.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. So it wouldn't start rusting where you cut it?
Nope.
No.
Because the chromium reacts with the oxygen before the iron gets to react with the oxygen. So the film forms, protects itself.
It regenerates like a lizard. Yeah.
Unfortunately, chromium's expensive as well, so stainless steel ends up being expensive.
Yeah.
Our guests on the show are the science ladies, Kira and Kay, and our new game is Everything is Interesting. And you guys, tell our listeners about the science project real quickly.
Oh, yeah. So we're a nonprofit, volunteer-run organization in Portland, Oregon, and we develop these programs that we take into classrooms and to events that basically tries to make science accessible, approachable, and fun to learn, rather than something that's scary and daunting, because you know science is really interesting, it's really fun, and anybody can learn it. It doesn't take, you know, a genius or a rocket scientist to be a scientist. You can be anybody.
Yay.
Yeah, so come visit us and we'll play games like this with you, and we'll make you run through blood vessel tunnels, and we'll make you do chemical reactions.
We have all sorts of experiments that you can play. It's really great.
Yay.
Science project.
Yay!
And the website again
is scienceprojectpdx.org.
Okay. Aww. The cat wants to go too. Are we done with the questions? Do we have any more?
We have one more.
Okay,
I think
bring
we should
it.
Play. It's
right.
A really tough one. All the right. phrase is, it's electric.
It's electric. Is that... Ooh, I want to say it's a Metallica song, but I've been losing this whole time. So I'm going to say it's a metal. It's about a metal. Caleb?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
It's electric.
It's electric.
And I will give you a clue. It is not a cover of The Electric Slide, which is what I originally thought when I saw
Metallica
the song title.
The Electric Slide.
To be totally honest here, my cultural literacy is about as low as it gets, and that was the one reference that I caught on to, but I had a feeling that it was not a Metallica song.
I hope Metallica is listening to this show,
yeah.
and they take all of these
Oh, yeah,
suggestions.
They're listening.
I do want to do a cover of The Electric
Slide.
So
we both say it's about a metal.
Yes.
What's the answer?
It is indeed a Metallica song.
Oh my gosh! Oh man!
But of course, all metals, not all, most metals are conductive of electricity.
Conductive of electricity. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there we go.
But the band Metallica, they gotta use, like, there's metal in their instruments, right?
Right.
Technically, questions where you said Metallica was the right answer.
Yeah.
Metal isn't that, Christine? I want to say that this was a good fair match that we tied. I think we did a good job.
I don't. You won. He's always trying to be diplomatic, Caleb is. You won.
You're all winners.
You won. Yeah. And so here is my favorite Metallica. It's with the San Francisco Orchestra. And it was Nothing Else Matters, Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. It's so good. I love this. And they put this out on an album. It was a live album called S&M. It's fantastic. Doing metal songs of with course. Metallica.
Of course.
Listen to the orchestration. It's excellent. So, thank you so much. Everything is interesting. Our new game with Kira and Kay. Thank you for coming on. A science project,
pdx.org. Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
Our pleasure.
You so much.
Thank you, ladies. You've been listening to X-Ray FM, X-Ray in the Morning. I'm Christine Alexander. My guest co-host today was Andy Main, and she is outstanding. You can find out more about Andy and her various shows, and she does a lot of work. She does a lot of charitable shows, so definitely Google Andy and her Revolution Comedy. You're listening to KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Our guest co-host will be John Washington, and we will have on the show quite a few interesting guests, and as usual, news and commentary, media matters, and talk media news. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to X-Ray FM. Oh, and I want to thank our presenting sponsors. I'm sorry, you guys. I jumped the gun on that one. Thank our presenting sponsors, which are Hosley Eco Automotive and Mount Tabor Chiropractic. Hosley Eco Automotive, located at 210 West McLaughlin Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Hosley specializes in expert maintenance and repair for foreign and domestic automobiles, light trucks, SUVs, and hybrid vehicles. Hosley now hybrid and electric car qualified since they've been open since 1946. Find out more online at hosleyecoautomotive.com. Also, big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mount Tabor Chiropractic. Dr. Steve Kingston established Mount Tabor Chiropractic in 1985, a full-service chiropractic health center for the entire family, addressing headaches, digestive disorders, chronic fatigue, scoliosis, and childhood problems from ear infections to asthma. Mount Tabor Chiropractic, dedicated to a holistic approach without drugs or surgery, featuring state-of-the-art low-level laser treatment for chronic and acute injuries, located at 44th and Hawthorne here in Portland. More at Mount Tabor Chiropractic.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.